You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are in the studio here at BFM with a couple of special guests who are no stranger to the BFM airways. Kia ora to Matt Hunter, who is Jerry Tompkins, is Kenny Sterling, a man of many names. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm good, thank you.
It's nice to have you in here. And kia ora to Dylan Biscuit, how's it going?
Yeah, very well, very well.
It's so nice to have you both up here doing what we've done a couple of times with you guys, which is get a bit of a sneaky early spin on some tracks that you and your mates have been working on way before they're released. So this is a bit of a Music Week special here, and I'm very excited to hear about it. What have you guys been working on recently?
A whole bunch of stuff, really. Just trying to build up like a catalogue of tunes to drop at some point. Mm-hmm. We've got a whole bunch of things in the works, but taking our time to allow everything to be ready to go is ready to go. You know, like a whole package, but yeah, just mostly tunes, trying to expand to different sounds and just work and collaborate with other artists as well.
So when you guys are working together, do you have like a collective or a crew, or do you have like a name that you sort of work under, or is it just more organic than that? It's just kind of people who gravitate around the same spaces?
Yeah, probably lastly, yeah, just like people that, yeah, gravitate around the same spaces. A lot of it is just like, yeah, our crews are all pretty tight-knit, like everyone knows everyone, and it's like
and kind of set up a little studio in my house in Morningside. So I live with David of Liao and Levi as well,
slide guitar legend you may have seen up with Pekahu probably most recently, I think. Which has been really cool.
He's playing with a lot of people at the moment. It's cool to see. But yeah, it kind of serves as a hub for a lot of things, just because we do have quite a communal home, and I'm not shy at all to be like, come downstairs, let's make a tune really quickly, you know, and then that kind of snowballs into something coming out the other end.
So what's the setup like at home? Have you got, what's your process? Is it a computer, or is it a bit more high tech than that? What's the setup?
I've been slowly acquiring a wide array of instruments over maybe 5 years now. Like, I work full time, and it's kind of what offsets me working 5 or 6 days a week, quite long hours in film. Like, get to the weekend, like, oh, okay, I'm gonna go buy this keyboard, or I'm gonna buy this drum kit, you know. It's like, so yeah, very very slowly putting something together, but it's at a point now where we can produce, I guess, like a whole live band kind of sounding song from it, or drum machines and all that. But
nice.
But yeah,
well, we've got three tracks to get into this morning, so I reckon we should play the first one. What can you tell us about this one, Dylan?
So this one, When to Go, I think I wrote this in lockdown. I was trying to, like, this last little while, since gigs, like, kind of tie-hoed a bit, I just, like, decided to just try and learn to write tunes and just, like, actually figure out how half of these tunes I play work, and just, like, how to make them myself. So, just wrote some of these in summer, and like this one's like, I didn't realize at the time, but the whole weather really influenced the sound of it, like playing it now, because recently I just linked up with Matt and I was like, my computer's about to die, I need to get these off this. Can you help me finish this? And then so we basically he like tidied it up and we kind of like banged this out. So
let's have a listen. This is When to Go, Jerry Tompkins and Dylan Biscuit.
A little note for the people listening on phones, you might not be able to hear the bass. I'm sorry about that.
These are not fully realized in their mastering process yet. That's what makes it exciting. This is so joyful. Such a lovely summery vibe. What are we listening to here?
So this is Winter Go by Jerry Tompkins and Dylan Biscuit.
Who are in the studio. If you've just joined us, you're just hearing the voice of Dylan Biscuit. We've also got Jerry Tompkins / Kenny Sterling, which is the next track we're going to be hearing about. But before we do move on to that, I think you're so right, Dylan, what you were saying about you can hear summer in that song.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sort of subconsciously obviously seeped into what you were making there.
Yeah.
Do you listen to it differently now in the kind of colder season? Does it feel like a memory or something?
Yeah, definitely, because I know when we're writing it, just all the sounds that we chose and kind of like that came, and the melodic vibe was just like, I was like, oh, I'm real glad to like capture a time and like just like kind of, I was like, for me it feels like something that's like here and like December, when December's hot, you know?
Yeah,
it feels
not
right
many,
in December.
Yeah, not many places in the world is hot in December, you know?
Yeah, hard out. It has got a very sort of central Auckland feeling to it for sure. So the Kenny Sterling song we're going to listen to here, what's this?
This is off a upcoming 2-song single of mine.
Nice.
So I finished these up maybe a month ago, and I'm just planning out all the videos and the rollout of it at the moment. But the song in particular I've been working on for quite a long time. I really battled with it, singing the song as well. I'm like... Oh, that's right. You got to actually like sing quite constantly to like maintain a certain level of skill. I was like, oh, I thought I could sing. Oh,
just work
that's
it out.
Right. I'm just winging my way through it. But yeah, it's a kind of country tinge number.
I love Kenny Sterling as a persona because it does feel very distinct. And I think the videos you create are so crucial to the world of Kenny that you sort of build with every project. Where did Kenny Sterling come from for you? Is it an alter ego? Is it something that you dreamed up one day as a very specific character? How did Kenny come to be?
That's a really tricky one to answer. I think it just came along, really.
Knocked on your door one day.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I started off by just getting the name. I think I've told this story before, but I used to have an old Instagram handle that was Cowboy Kenny. And then at some point in my life, I was like, oh, I think Sterling would be a really nice name if I ever had a son. And then I kind of went, oh, well, unfortunately for... if I have a child, I'm going to take this name and
mine now.
Combine those two. And I was like, oh, it rolls kind of nice. And then, I don't know, even the simple act of just having like a stage name or an alias, I was like, oh, sweet. I've kind of got something to release music under now. And
yeah.
I've been working on stuff and yeah, it's kind of like, okay, well, I can do this now. I have a name.
It gives you a focus point. Yeah, totally. Well, let's have a listen. This is Kenny Sterling, Desert Road.
I'm driving down the line from one end of the country to the other, you're on my mind. Just me and the tarmac, baby. I clutch my cards close to my chest. I know what I'll play. Oh, baby, you're on my mind. Driving along on my lonesome, was it a sin to pull the pin and watch it explode? Consumed by the desert, the misfortune of regret, I booked a one-on-one with the shrink on heartbreak mind. And
Nice. That is Kenny Sterling, Desert Road. Who's doing the backing vocals in that one?
That is Carla on that one.
Incredible voice.
From recitals as well.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got an incredible voice. And then there's Morgan Allen on the bass guitar for that, and Levi Gimmel on the slide guitar.
And you're doing the sax, is that right?
Yeah, apart from those, I do the rest of it, yeah.
Nice. Okay.
And then that was mastered out at Downbeat Mastering in Karikari, which, yeah, big ups to them.
You've been spending a bit of time there. What have you been squirreling away on out there?
Just mastering a whole bunch of tunes and getting to know Josh, who runs Downbeat. Yeah, just it's a nice kind of, I don't know if boutique is the right word, but it's a nice space, and he's really like got a fantastic ear and great taste in music as well, and great taste in sounds and how things should sound. So yeah, it's been nice to be able to go see the process.
Sounds awesome. That track sounded awesome too. It is very visual, I think, what we were just talking about before. I'm sort of getting images in my head, which I'm super excited to see a video when it does come about for this project. When you guys are working on things for any project, do you start with a particular idea in mind? Is it a playing around kind of situation? What's the process like for you, Dylan? Do you usually go, summer song, that's where I'm going? Or is it like, I just want to have a play around
I
today?
I just muck around and somehow like a vibe catches and then I'm like, yeah. Whoa, okay.
That's what we're making.
I start off one thing and then it's like, whoa, okay, we're here now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, it's always a nice flow. Like, I appreciate, like, at the end I'm like, oh, okay, that was that. Yeah.
Yeah, when it catches, it really just sails. Yeah. How about for you, Matt?
Yeah, same really. I usually just sit down and start doing something until something sounds nice to me, and then 4 hours later I'm trying to figure out what to do next or if I've overproduced it or something.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. No, it but sounds great. The third track that we're going to listen to is from Summer V. Who is Summer V?
An absolutely incredible singer, yeah, and amazing person as well. We've been working on a couple tunes that hopefully I'd tentatively say come out in July, maybe. Or
right, we're holding you to that,
wouldn't it? Please don't, you know. I'll be playing this again in 3 months saying it's coming soon, I promise, this time. But yeah, she was on the Panther soundtrack as well. Yeah.
Nice, so
you might know her from that, but yeah.
Segue in there from our Diggy Dupe track we listened to at the start there. She has got incredible, incredible vocals on this and on the Panthers soundtrack as well. When did this become a project, though? Judas Downbeat is the name of this track, which is a really cool title. When did this sort of come to exist?
So this one, the song's called Judas. I think that Downbeat's just a hangover from the mastering studio.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, Judas Downbeat's got a vibe.
But Downbeat might work. But with Summer, I was just working with her on a film job. We got talking and talking about music, and I somehow heard a song of hers or something, and we just clicked over the music we liked, and the first conversation was just, do you want to come around and make a tune one day? And we made a song called Key to Your Love, which we've played on here a few times now.
Yes.
Over the years. And then I started thinking about this more seriously and was like, let's do an actual kind of two-side thing, so let's make a B-side. And we both have really busy schedules, but we luckily aligned for a session and made this the bones of this song in maybe an hour and a half. And then I spent a couple of weeks just adding everything and getting other musicians in to fill it out a bit. And yeah, we finally just got it mastered and we got a bit of a release in the pipeline for it.
But awesome.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. Hey, thank you so much, Matt and Dylan, for coming in this morning and playing us some unreleased tunes. It's always an absolute treat to hear what you guys have been working on. I look forward to hearing these in their full glory, hopefully in the not too distant future.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, definitely.
But live show at some point now.
Yeah.
In the meantime, let's have a listen to Summer's track, Judas. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. Thank you. Always. We'll be right back.
saying it's true. Are you playing games and hiding your intention? You say you did this so you'll get my attention. How do we keep spinning round and round? How do we keep spinning round and round? You're not new to this. Judas, Judas, Judas. You're not new to this. Judas, Judas, Judas.
This is amazing. I want you to release this immediately so we can listen to it again. Summer V with Judas. Who's on this one, Matt?
So we've got Julian Dine on the kit and assorted percussion, JY on the horns, Summer on the vocals, and Lijah on some BVs on that.
Amazing. Well, I'm looking forward to all of them.
I'm not forgetting anyone. Yep.
Just doing the mental checklist there. They're all on there. Thank you very much again, Dylan and Matt. It's been great to have you in the studio. We'll see you guys soon.
Too easy. Have a good day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.